91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. A century-old home and barn have been destroyed in a blaze on Roblin Way north of the 401. Fire departments from Quinte West and Belleville responded to the blaze early this morning. Several homes were evacuated from the surrounding area because of falling embers. Police are on the scene of the fire, which caused no injuries. Governor General David Johnson and 5,000 Canadian high school students took part in ceremonies today, marking the 95th anniversary of the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Johnson told CTV news channels that it was important that the students were there.
That was especially significant because our last living veteran of World War I died a little over 2 years ago, so it's the young people will have to carry on that memory, and certainly they will. The Piper today, in fact, was the Piper McIsaac, was the great-grandson of Piper McIsaac, who piped in almost that very spot 95 years ago.
Many historians view the First World War battle as a significant turning point in Canada growing from a colony to an independent country. The Special Investigations Unit has been called in after a crash on Highway 69 south of Sudbury, Ontario, that killed one man and injured three officers. Provincial police say that they were conducting a routine traffic stop Sunday night when the lone 38-year-old driver took off south towards Parry Sound. Police tried to lay spike belts when the fleeing car struck two cruisers. The officers were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Ontario's education minister is asking elementary teachers to return to the bargaining table. Laura Broughton says that other teacher unions are still in contract talks. She says a provincial forum has been used in setting a collective bargaining framework in the past. The Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, Broughton says, left the provincial discussion table after just 1 hour. Collective agreements expire in August. Broughton won't say what might happen if the elementary teachers opt to go on strike into local bargaining. The New York-based group Human Rights Watch says Syrian forces are executing people in cold blood in a desperate attempt to crush an uprising. The violence spread across the borders today, raising fears the UN-brokered peace plan due to take effect tomorrow may collapse. Reporter Elizabeth Kennedy says a cameraman for Al Jadid Television was shot dead while filming in the northern region of Lebanon, close to the Syrian border.
They were pinned down in a car, and a cameraman was struck through the chest, according to some security officials and according to Al Jadid Television. He died on his way to the hospital.
The Syrian opposition and Western leaders have been skeptical all along that Syrian President Bashar Assad would live up to his commitment to a truce, because he broke similar promises in the past and also escalated attacks on opposition strongholds in the days leading up to the ceasefire deadline. That's 91X News to 3. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
In sports, the Stouffville Spirit head up to Whitby to face off against the Fury. The Spirit beat the Fury 2-1 last night on home ice and lost to Whitby 4-2 on Friday. The Vancouver Canucks' leading goal scorer Daniel Sedin returned to the ice today after missing 9 games due to a concussion. Sedin practiced with his team as Vancouver prepares itself for his first playoff game Wednesday against the LA Kings. Sedin led Vancouver with 30 goals before the injury. The NHL has ranked Nail Yakupov as the top North American prospect heading into the summer draft. The 18-year-old Russian, who plays for the Sarnia Sting of the OHL, had 31 goals and 69 points in 42 games this season. The year's draft is June 23rd in Pittsburgh. The NFL has rejected appeals from suspended coach Sean Payton and other New Orleans Saints officials stemming from the league's probe into the club's bounty system. Commissioner Roger Goodell decided to uphold his sanctions, which include Payton's suspension for the entire 2012 season. That penalty begins April 16th. It's a sellout tonight at the Rogers Centre, where the Toronto Blue Jays will open their home schedule with a visit from the Boston Red Sox. The Jays will hand the ball to 21-year-old right-hander Henderson Alvarez. Boston is in search for its first win of the season and will give the start to southpaw Felix DuBrant. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
Thank you, Keenan. Today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, high of 10 and a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tonight, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers overnight and a low of plus 4. Tuesday, cloudy with 70% chance of showers and a high of 7. Right now, it's 8 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Keenan Weaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.